Ben is upstairs at a meeting.
And if possible, say for the mitzvahs. I think he should be there. This week's parsha is Parshas Toldos, and we don't have any mitzvahs asei in this week's parsha that are included in the Tayag mitzvahs, but the topic we will be discussing today is one of the most important mitzvahs, if it's shayach to say. They're all important. We'll be discussing the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What does it have to do with this week's parsha? Probably it's more associated with Parshas Masa at the end of Chumash Bamidbar. Think it has to do with this week's Parsha as well, at least according to the Rambam. So as probably most of us know, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot does not include the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And one of the hasugas of the Ramban is, as probably you're familiar in Sefer HaMitzvot, after the Ramban disputes many of the mitzvahs that Rambam included in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Ramban takes them out, he needs to fill in the number, Taryag. So at the end of the mitzvahs is saying, once again at the end of the Lavim of the Lota, said the Ramban has a list, mitzvahs sheshochach harav. Shechach es u'esen, number four, mitzvah revias, Sheshochach Oysam Harav, that the Rambam, without justification, omitted from Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban writes, Mitzvah Revi, Shinitztaveinu, L'Reshes Ha'oratza, Shenosan Ha'oel, Yisboruch V'Yisar Alav Yisaynu, L'Avrom Nitzok L'Yankov, V'Lona Azvena B'Yad Zulateinu, V'Hu Amor Elehem, and he quotes the Pesuk from Parshas Masai, V'Hu Yerashtem Es Ha'oratz V'Yishavtem Bo, K'ilachem Nesat Yisboruch L'Reshes Oysam, Visnachaltem es ha'oretz. So the Ramban says, why did the Rambam skip the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? And the Noisa Kalim of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and many others come up with various different suggestions. To me, very unreasonable. So the Megillas Esther says that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael was given at a very limited time and a very limited scope, and that is Yeshua ben Nun, b'kibush ha'oretz. But ledoiros, according to the Rambam, there is no mitzvah of Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. But there are so many sugyas and shas which are based on Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. Gittin daf chesam et veiz, kois ven olav oinoy afilu b'shabbos. We are allowed to write a shtar mecher, to buy a house, to purchase a house from a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, and that is Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So some of the Rishonim, the Bala Ito, quoted in the Bis Yosef and the Ramo, maintain that this is just an example, but we are to be over on Yeshuas to perform any other mitzvah. Tosfos's opinion, Gittin Daf Chesam Et Beis, is no, that is just because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is one of the greatest mitzvahs, but not for the others. And then we find so many different sigas. There's a sugya, you're not even allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So how could we say the Dor Yisrael and there is no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So the Megillas Esther says, yes, it's a mitzvah derabbanan, not a mitzvah d'oraisa. But where do we find the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah derabbanan? Avnei Nezer, and maybe that is the longest tshuva that there is in Avnei Nezer. Yoredei Echelik Beisem Etof Nun Dalet has some amazing chedushim in this sugya, because Avnei Nezer is always amazing chedushim. whatever he deals with, he comes up with big chidushim. But the Avnei Nezer says, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Yishev Etz Yisrael is not a separate mitzvah. It is included in the mitzvah of Hachromes Shivo Amemin. And that the Rambam does include, that is mitzvah Sasei Kuf Pei Zayin. But the wonder is, you know, Achromes Zayin Amemin was definitely given at a certain time. So why would that be defined the mitzvah Yishev Etz Yisrael? But anyway, the Avnei Nezer argues, that is one mitzvah. And Bederech HaPilpul, he says, the Rambam and the Ramban Lishitosam from Mitzvah Sasei Chav. What's that? I think we discussed this sugi in the past. The Rambam includes Asiyas HaKelem in the Mitzvah of Yosel Yemigdosh V'Shulchanti B'Soichem. And according to the Rambam, the Mitzvah of Yosel Yemigdosh V'Shulchanti B'Soichem is not only the Etzem structure, the building, the Mishkan, Sheba Midbar, the temporary one, or Beis Elomim in Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdosh. It includes the Kelim. And the Ramban says no. V'yosi le-Mikdosh means Mikdosh. And Mikdosh is the building. It doesn't include the Kelim. So, Avnei Nezer says, Rambam and Ramban l'shitosam. The Rambam, just like V'yosi le-Mikdosh includes the Kelim, we could say that Hachromes or Amim, Sheyoshu Beis Yisrael, includes Yishuv Beis Yisrael. The Ramban says no. Zelachut v'zelachut. And therefore, he wonders, why doesn't the Rambam count the mitzvah of Yishev Etz Yisrael? It's not the same as Hachromes Shivo Amemin. But I wonder, the connection, the similarity, doesn't really stick, doesn't make sense. It's very logical to say that V'yosin HaMikdosh includes the Kelim, because the Kelim are a tofel to the Mikdosh. I think it would be more mistavi the other way around, that destroying or chasing or removing the other nations that live in Etz Yisrael should be included in the mitzvah of Yishev Etz Yisrael. Not Yishev Etz Yisrael should be part of the mitzvah of waging war and expelling the other peoples that lived in Etz Yisrael. Yishev Etz Yisrael is the basic, and that would be a hachonah to Yishev Etz Yisrael, not the other way around. So the Avnei Nezer really is very unreasonable. And Megillas Esther is also unreasonable. So I think I said not long ago, Kivederech Agav, and to me, this is a story that is so fundamental. And to me, it seems a Milsa Depshita. Everybody agrees, and the Rambam as well, that Mrs. Yishev Eretz Yisrael is eternal, and it is Bekol Doyer V'Doyer. But there are some of the most fundamental mitzvahs that are not included in the minyan of Tayyag. And I made this point very clear in many opportunities. Tayyag mitzvahs is Tayyag tzivuyim. It is 613 commands. And only a mitzvah which we find in Torah's Moshe Beloshen tzivui is included in Tayyag mitzvahs. By the very definition of a mitzvah, a mitzvah is a precept. So there are tayag mitzvahs in the Torah in which we find a lotion of tzivui. But many of the most fundamental ideas in Yiddishkeit we find in the Torah, but not beloshen tzivui, and therefore they are not included in the list of tayag. But some of them are more fundamental and more basic and more important than many of the mitzvahs in the tayag. So my understanding, in the Rambam's opinion, v'hoirashtem es ha'oretz v'yeshavtem bo, that was a mitzvah given to Yeshua ben Nun, to fight for the land, to conquer the land, and to bring the people to Eretz Yisrael. L'doyres olam, we do not find a tzivui. But why, what is more basic than a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Bris Ben Abisorim, promising of Rome Avinu, this is the land that I give as a matona to your people. And once again in this week's parsha, and that's the pasuk which I started this year today. V'yeru elav Hashem v'yomer al teret Mitzrayim u'shchoin ba'aretz ha'shoreim olecho gur ba'aretz hazot ve'eya imoch v'avarecho ki lecha ulezarecho etan eskol ha'rotz ha'shoreil v'yikamoyseis ha'shvua shenishbati l'avrom avichu. And this is Avtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avrom separately, to Yitzchak separately, and to Yankov separately. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a revelation, to each and every one of the others, promises, this is the land that I promise for your children, Isn't that a mitzvah to do this item? Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu natan lanu et ha'aretz shelo nagur ba? So what are we supposed to do? This is the land. Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov were all promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the land for your grandchildren, for your people. So that is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So why isn't the dominion a mitzvah? Because it's not a tzivui. But this is a mitzvah. And I go back to what I discussed last week about chinuch. The mitzvah is to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it is reflected and expressed in the Torah. So many of the most fundamental mitzvahs are not to be found in the list of Taryag. And it doesn't mean they're less important than the others that are in the list. It is merely because Taryag mitzvahs is Taryag tzivuyim. And I want to just strengthen this argument by bringing an additional point. Mitzvahs tefillah. So the Rambam does count mitzvahs tefillah b'minyan ha-taryag, and that's mitzvahs that say, hey, the source of this mitzvah according to the Rambam is v'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, and the Gemara says in Tanas the Beis Amid Aleph, and the source is in Toras Koyanim, v'avadetem Hashem Elokeichem eiz avodah shebelev zu tefillah. According to the Rambam, that's a mitzvah to say, and that is mitzvah to say, hey, and also the very first halacha in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Ramban says tefillah is not in the Taryag. Tefillah is a mitzvah de Rabbanon. Maybe tefillah b'sha'as sorah would be a d'oraisa. Maybe. And I ask a very simple question. So according to the Ramban, could you be a good Jew without ever davening to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Is that reasonable? Could you be a tzaddik and be a good Jew min ha-Torah, not min ha-Rabbanon, without ever davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is that reasonable? The most intimate act bein odom lemokoyim is tefillah. It is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says tefillah is chaye, and therefore even noshum chaye b'tefillah. So according to the Rabban, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Does that mean according to the Rabban, tefillah is not that important? And you could really be a good Jew without ever davening in your life? To me, it's a ridiculous thought. How could one be a good Jew? How could one achieve dveikus without ever talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without ever pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could one express his emunah and betochen without ever turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking for his essential needs? So according to the Ramban, tefillah isn't really important. You could be a good Jew without davening? No. Of course not. But then Ramban's argument is that the posik v'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem is a mitzvah klolos. Whatever you do, the entirety of Taryag mitzvahs you should do l'shem shemayim. According to the Ramban, yes. In Tanis, Daf Beis, the Gemara says, eiz avodah shebelev zeh b'tefillah, but it's not only tefillah. It has 1,000 forms. And v'avadetem Hashem Elokeichem, according to the Ramban, is avodah Hashem. And avodas Hashem has so many manifestations and so many different things. So according to the Ramban, how do we know it's important to daven? Because Avraham tikkun shachris, Yitzchok tikkun mincha, Yaakov tikkun aris. So the Oves HaKadoshim all three davened. Chayavod amloim ha-moser ha-giyo ma'aser ha-maser ha-voisai. It goes without saying that what the Oves did, those are the fundamentals. And if Avraham davened, then Yitzchak davened, then Yaakov davened. That's what good Jews do. Good Jews daven because the others davened. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened, Tov Kuf Tes Vov Tfilis, when he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. So of course one has to daven according to Ramban. Not necessarily b'kol yoyim. But it is not in minyan mitzvahs because we don't find it tzivui. How do we know it's a mitzvah? Because Vayivga b'moker mahu, v'yeter al Hashem, l'noichach ishtar, the Oves daven. So we know one needs to daven, and you can't be a good Jew without davening. So the Ramban does count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and the Rambam doesn't. The Rambam counts Tefillah, and the Ramban doesn't. So my argument is, the Machloikis Ramban and Ramban are technicalities. Are these mitzvahs etzivui mefurash, then they belong in the list of Taryag. If they're not etzivui mefurash, then they're not in the list of Taryag. But they're no less important. And to me, kemode pshitali, that according to the Ramban, of course you can't be a good Jew without ever davening. According to the Ramban, every good Jew needs to strive and yearn to live in Eretz Yisrael. Because this is the promised land. This is the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. And he promised it to Avraham and to Yitzchak and to Yaakov. So why did he promise us a land if he doesn't want us to live here? So what does he want us to do with this promised land? So my argument is, many of the most fundamental Yesodis in Yiddishkeit are not necessarily in the list of Taryag. And to me, this seems to be a davar poshet. And I wonder, usually whenever I say something, I wonder why nobody says it before. But to me, it seems to me a milsa d'pshita, and it brings me back once again to last week's shiur. So last week we said, chinuch, of course chinuch is a diuraisa. And I think chinuch ayelodim, chinuch abonim, is also one of the most fundamental yesodis in Yiddishkeit. And it always defined a Jewish family. I mean, isn't this one of the most important fundamentals in Yiddishkeit that parents, it is their obligation and their responsibility to pass on the torch to the coming generation. It is all about Messiah. The Ramban says Yiddishkeit is all about Messiah. It is all about Avos and Bonim and one generation to the other. And the source of this mitzvah is the Pesuk in last week's Parsha, Ki Yudatev Leman Asher Yitzav Hezbonah Veveisach Leveshom Rodech Hashem Lasri Sedoko Vemeshbot. Besides the psukim in Mishle and in other svarim chanoich l'nalafi darkei, but in mitoras Moshe lomadnu ki yudatov, and Rashi writes loshon chibo lemana sheyitzav abonim beisachem. So why isn't it in the Taryag? Because it's not a tzivui. It's a declaration, but not a tzivui. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham because he lemana sheyitzav abonim beisachem, then That is a manifestation of Rotzon Hashem. And therefore, of course, that is what we got to do. So some of the most important Yesoides of Yahadus are not included in the Taryag, not because they are of lesser importance, but Taryag Mitzvahs is only Taryag Tzivuyim Mifuroshim. That Kambalosh and Tzivuy as a command. But the Torah is big. And there are so many parshiyos and psukim in the Torah in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes clear what he expects of us and what he wants from us, and they're not balosh and tzivui. So, mitzvah chinuch is one example, and that is l'kuli alma, because none of the minor mitzvahs include this mitzvah in the Taryag. But what is, in my opinion, even more fundamental is tefillah on one hand. So the Ramban says tefillah is in the Taryag, v'avadetem. The Ramban says v'avadetem means the entirety of Avodas Ukel. Tefillah is only one of the reflections, but it's not all there is. So according to the Ramban, Mitzvah Tefillah is not in the Taryag. But I think the Ramban would agree, just as the Rambam, Tefillah is no less important in the eyes of the Ramban as it is in the eyes of the Rambam. We need to daven because that's what Avraham did, and Yitzchak did, and Yaakov did, and that's what all great Jews did, including Moshe Rabbeinu. And the same applies to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So according to the Rambam, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not in the Taryag. And it's all about the interpretation of the Pesuk in Parshas Masay, V'yirashtem es ha'oretz v'yishavtem bo. According to the Rambam, that's a mitzvah l'doiras. According to the Rambam, no. That's a mitzvah to Yehoshua ben Nun at the time of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. So how do we know that this is a mitzvah l'doiras from this week's Parsha? Shchoin be'eretz ha'shalom alecho, gur be'aretz hazot. Ki lecha ve'lazarach ho'etan esarotz ha'soer. Va'kimois is ha'shvoa, ha'shen shbati l'Avraham. Kodesh Baruch Hu promised Avraham be'bris ben Absorim that he would give his children Eretz Yisrael, and he promised the same to Yitzchak and the same to Yaakov. If this is the promised land, goes without saying, and it's self-evident that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to live in Eretz Yisrael, and that is not a mitzvah derabbonon, but a mitzvah d'oraisa, which is not in the list of the Taryag, kach nere poshut be'enai. When we speak about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, I think we we mean two different things. Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael and Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. And they're not the same. One mitzvah is to live in Eretz Yisrael. Pack up and come to live in Eretz Yisrael. The other mitzvah is to build Eretz Yisrael, to invest in Eretz Yisrael, and to do your best that Eretz Yisrael should flourish and prosper and be a telltale piece for the Jewish people, wherever they are. So how do we know that we're dealing with two different concepts? I quoted the Gemara before, Gittin Daf Ches Amud Beis, Bayez V'Eretz Yisrael, Kois V'Nol Avoyno Afilo B'Shamis. And the halacha is, if there's a house anywhere in Eretz Yisrael that is in the possession of a non-Jew, and we want to acquire that house, to buy that house, we could go through with a purchase even on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Amir al-Akko, having a non-Jew, write the shtar, write, prepare the documentation. So even though Amir al-Akko rishus, Mishum Yisav Eretz Yisrael, Hetiru Chachomim. We don't know who lives in that house. Maybe a Jew is living there, but the house belongs to a non-Jew. Maybe the purchaser lives in California and he just wants to buy a house to come there for 2 weeks in the summer, and he has no intention of moving to Eretz Yisrael. But the din is the same. Just the acquisition justifies Amir al-Nachrim Shvis, Chirul Shabbos, by Yeshivos. And that is because of Yeshiv Eretz Yisrael. So we're not necessarily dealing with Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Maybe a Jew is already living in that house. Maybe the purchaser has no intention of moving to Eretz Yisrael to live in that house, but merely purchasing the house and having it in the possession of a Jew and not of a non-Jew, that is Matir Amir al-Nachrim on Shabbos. So that is the concept of Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael, Lav Davki Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. And then we find in Bava Kama Defiant Testament Beis, Asorah Tekona Shetiken Yoshua Benun. Most of them are to enhance Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. One of them is Ein Megadlam Behemet Daka BeYeretz Yisrael. And the reason Ein Megadlam Behemet Daka, because Behemet Daka destroyed the fields. And we have a mitzvah of Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rashi explains in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Tesumin Beis. So we want the land to flourish. We want the land to prosper. We want the fields to produce the best of fruits and vegetables. And Behemet Daka destroyed the fields. Mishum Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua Benun, one of the 10 tekonas to forbid having herds of goats and sheep grazing b'mokim Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. And that is Mishum Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. So once again we find Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael is an important ethic into itself. And it's a mitzvah, and not only Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. So the way I understand it, there is a mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, but there is also a mitzvah of Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. And maybe both these mitzvahs are from the same posuk. V'hoirashtem es ha'oretz v'yoshavtem bo. V'hoirashtem means kibush Eretz Yisrael. It means cultivating Eretz Yisrael. It means creating an infrastructure that people should be able to live and prosper in the land. V'hoirashtem es ha'oretz v'yoshavtem bo. V'hoirashtem means preparing the land, cultivating, investing. V'yoshavtem bo, you also need to live in Eretz Yisrael. And that is Yeshiva Yisrael and Yeshiva Yisrael. Coming back to this week's parsha, we find two different lashonas here. V'yeru el Hashem v'yomer al teret mitzayim u'shchoin ba'oretz asher oimer elecho gur ba'aretz azot. What's the difference between gur ba'aretz and shchoin ba'oretz asher oimer elecho? L'chayre, this is a kefal haloshon. Medr shrabe shchoin ba'oretz tase bo shchuno. Build the land. Afilu yesh lo gino achas b'chatzeroi mitzvah la'abdo b'kol yoim. That's what the Medrash says. If you have a yard, you should plant in that yard, and you should cultivate the land, and you should build a shchuna b'yeretz Yisrael. So that is the difference between shchoin ba'oretz and gur ba'aretz hazot. Gur ba'aretz hazot means live here. Shchoin is develop the land. And that is the same as the two lashonis we find in Parshas Masay, Vayirashtem es ha'oretz v'yishavtem bo. And I think it is also reflected in the Lashon of the Ramban, in the Hasugas Ramban, when the Ramban argues against the Rambam, why did the Rambam skip Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? And the Ramban, Mitzvah Dalet, that the Rambam, according to the Ramban's opinion, omitted without justification. Shinesaveinu l'reshes ha'oretz ha'shenosan okel yisborach v'yisar alav yisein ravrom nitzak oliyankoiv v'loina azva b'yad zulaseinu min ha'umas o'lishamama. On one hand, don't leave it to the non-Jews. Don't leave it barren. But shinesaveinu l'reshes ha'oretz, which means l'reshes ha'oretz lo lashilo b'yad ha'goyim o'lishamama. And that is besides the mitzvah of the actual living in Eretz Yisrael, v'yirishto, v'yushavto bo, and that is, once again, a parsha shoiftim, v'yirishto, v'yushavtem bo. V'yirishto is l'reshes ha'oretz, v'yushavtem bo means living in Eretz Yisrael, and that is yishuv Eretz Yisrael and yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. An interesting machlokes we find between father and son, the Tashbetz and the Rashbash. One of the great rabbinical dynasties in the Sephardi world, going back 500 years, is the family of Rav Tzemach Duran. The Tashbetz was Rav Shimon ben Tzemach. His son was the Rashbash, Rabbi Shlomo ben Shimon Duran. And for four generations, there were great Gedolei Yisrael in southern Europe and in northern Africa. So the Tashbetz, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chof Aleph, and the Tashbetz was a Talmud of the Rivash. And we find the same discussion in the Rivash, Simen Kuf Aleph. The Rivash and the Tashbetz both paskin. A person is entitled, he could embark on a journey going to Eretz Yisrael, Gimel Yomim Lifnei Shabbos. So there's a sugya Masechet Shabbos of Yud Ches. In Shabbos of Yud Ches, we learn that Ein Mafligim Besfino, Gimel Yomim Lifnei Shabbos. And there are different interpretations and different reasonings in the Rishonim. What is the basis of the Sisa? Ein Mafligim Besfino, Gimel Yomim Lifnei Shabbos. Is it because of Oinik Shabbos? Is it because of a Chashash Chilul Shabbos? So that both the Tashbetz and his Rebbe, the Rivash, say, Letzorech Mitzvah, the Gemara says it's Mutar. So going to Eretz Yisrael is Tzorech Mitzvah, and therefore it's Mutar. The Rashbash, in the very first siman in his Shuvas, writes, no. The journey, moving to Eretz Yisrael, is only Hechshar Mitzvah, and therefore wouldn't justify Hafloga Gimel Yomim. The Mitzvah is only after you are already in Eretz Yisrael, living here. But Ha'aliyah Eretz Yisrael is only Hechshar Mitzvah. And that is the basis of an interesting psak of the Rashbash. If a person makes a neder, al das rabim, if he makes a neder, la'alot li Eretz Yisrael, nidre mitzvah ein lehem ha'torah, but we could be mata this neder because he didn't use the lotion of, he didn't make a neder lagur bi Eretz Yisrael, but rather la'alot li Eretz Yisrael, and that is not a mitzvah into itself. Another important point to stress is the Gemara inserted a few dalad amid beis, and the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillas, and all he wanted is to come into Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara says v'chilechol meperoseyo hoyotzorach elo loynes ava Moshe elo lakayim mitzvus hatluyas ba'oretz. Moshe wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael because he wanted to perform and be Mekayim mitzvah satluyas ba'oretz. And the question is, why wouldn't we say Moshe Rabbeinu nesava l'koneh Eretz Yisrael just to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? According to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The way I explain Shittas HaRambam, even according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So why do Chazal say that the reason Moshe yearned to come into Eretz Yisrael with such an unbelievable ishtoikikus, he davened 500 tov kuf tes vov tvilas lakonis Eretz Yisrael, is because loynis ava Moshe ele lakayim mitzvahs atluyas boras. And why not lakayim? That's a mitzvah yishuv eretz yisrael. So, one thought I have is maybe Chazal understanding is mitzvahs yishuv eretz yisrael is all about mitzvahs atluyas boras. That is the essence of yishuv eretz yisrael. In a similar way, the essence of the Beis HaMikdash is the Avodah that we do in the Beis HaMikdash. It is not only the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, the Beis HaMikdash is a higher level of Kedusha than anywhere else, even in Eretz Yisrael. It's the holiest place in the world. But what is the Beis HaMikdash all about? Isn't it about Avodah Sakarabonis and Adlokas Aner and the Ketores? The essence of Kedushas HaMikdash is the Avodah that we perform in the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe in the same way, the essence of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Mitzvah Satluyas Voretz. So Moshe Rabbeinu Mishtoikek Lalot Li Eretz Yisrael, but the essence of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is the mitzvahs we perform in Eretz Yisrael. And that is what it's all about. So there's no contradiction. That is the essence of Kedushas Voretz. And of mitzvah yishuv eretz yisrael, just like we have a mitzvah v'yosili mikdash. But what is the mikdash all about? It's the highest level of kedusha, but the kedusha is about avodas hakarbonos and the ketores and lechem aponim, and that is what a base. That is the essence of the base of mikdash. In the same way, the essence of kedushas eretz yisrael is the mitzvah satluyas b'eretz yisrael. That would be one understanding. Rav Meir Simcha and Meshech Chachma has a big chiddush, and I don't have the time to expound on this chiddush, but Rav Meir Simcha says, mitzvahs yishuv eretz yisrael is an eiver hayarden as well. But kedushas haaretz legabe mitzvahs atluyas boaretz is only min hayarden ma'arava and not min hayarden mizracha. Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven that lived in eiver hayarden, they were mekayim yishuv eretz yisrael, goes without saying. Otherwise, they would come into Eretz Yisrael. It's all about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Melchemes Yoshua. So why did Moshe give them permission to stay on the other side of the Yarden? So the Meir Simcha says, this proves that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is Ma'eva the Yarden as well. But Kedush Yisrael, Zagabe Kiyu Mitzaseu, is only in the western side of the Yarden. And that is why Moshe Nesav Rakonis Eretz Yisrael, Avorot Yarden, Lakaya Mitzaseu. That is Reb Meir Simcha's understanding and Reb Meir Simcha's argument. Which brings us to the final stage of today's shiur. And what about Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh? So in Ksuvos Kuf Yud Omid Beis, Tosfos writes that Bizman Hazeh were not makpid on Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And when Tosfos writes Bizman Hazeh, that goes back 900 years. And Tosfos gives two reasons why we're not so diligent about Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael going back to their time. Number one is the sakana. And to reach Eretz Yisrael was a real sakana in their days. You know, the way was a very dangerous journey. And number one is sakana. And the other reason is because many of the mitzvahs, atluyas boaretz, we have extreme difficulty in their observance. Those are the two reasons Tosfos brings why we are not makbid about the issue of Eretz Yisrael bezman hazeh, Ksumis Kuf Yud Amud Beis. So the Maharit, Tshuvas Maharit, wonders about explanation number two that we find in Tosfos. So we have difficulty in the observance of various mitzvahs. So that is why the entire mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply. I mean, there are many mitzvahs that we have difficulty with in Bavel as well, wherever we are, and that is what Yiddishkeit is all about. Overcoming obstacles, doing your best, going that extra mile, and trying to perform all the mitzvahs in their entirety, Bishlemus. So why would we say that we're putter from mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Because sometimes we have difficulty with the mitzvahs. So according to what I said just a few minutes ago, that the entire concept of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and the essence of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is the mitzvahs. So to come to Eretz Yisrael and not perform the mitzvahs at Luyas Boretz, maybe it would be better to sit in Chutzlars. But today, both of these reasons are no longer relevant. We have no problem today in Eretz Yisrael, Mekayim, to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Satluy is the Boros, Vishle Muson, and River Vishalfi is so, living in this land, or Mekayim, to Mesamaisis, and all the other Mitzvah Satluy is Boros. And there is no substantial scholar living today in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, yes. To our terrible pain and dismay, sometimes we have terror attacks. But sometimes we have those in Chutz La'aretz as well. Just a week ago in a shul in Pittsburgh, 11 people were murdered. And in Europe, and so nobody... The level of Sakon in Eretz Yisrael is definitely not what we would define as Pikuach Nefesh, as a Sakona that patters us from coming to Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael has become the biggest center for Jewry in the world, and millions of people live here their daily lives, b'simcho, b'nachas, with peace and prosperity. Yes, we're still not in the Olam HaTikun, and we have a lot of bad neighbors, and we live not in the base neighborhood, in the Middle East. It's quite a wild place. And we have many sunim, but they're everywhere, in Chutz La'aretz as well. So, one cannot say, we're potter from Mitzvah Yeshiva So Mishum Sakon. Jews are in danger everywhere in the world. And Baruch Hashem, today we could be Mekayim all the mitzvahs, atluyas ba'oretz, behidur. So, what would be the p'tur today? I mentioned the tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, Chelek Beis Yoredeis Emet Tov Nun Dalet, and it's truly an interesting tshuva. So many times I say, the Avnei Nezer was a Rebbe, he was the Sachot of a Rebbe, and he was the head of a Hasidic dynasty, and he was one of the amazing Gedolim of his generation. His godless is phenomenal, and he seems to have somewhat of a split personality, the Avnei Nezer as a Gedol, and the Sachot of a Rebbe, but sometimes they come together in the tshuvas. And in this tshuva, yeah, the Avnei Nezer has an interesting argument. And he writes al pi Kabbalah, the tzenoris ha-shefa in Eretz Yisrael are different than the ones in Chutz La'aretz. So the kiyum of mitzvahs yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'shleimus is only when you have parnosa from Eretz Yisrael. But living in Eretz Yisrael and having somebody provide for you and having your parnosa coming from Chutz La'aretz, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is only if you're mekayim the mitzvah and your sustenance and your parnosa is from Eretz Yisrael. So obviously, going back 150 years in Poland, we know about the Koilalim and the Chalukas, and they collected money in Europe, and that is where all these Koilalim come from. The Galiziana Koilal and the Ungarische Koilal and the Koilal Zinbergen and the Vada Kloli, all these anachronisms that are already irrelevant totally, but they're still existent. You know, old institutions never die. They never even fade away. They're just here to stay. As long as you could collect money for them, they won't go away. So in those days, very few people could have parnosa in Eretz Yisrael. So many came, but they were provided and sustained by money that came from Chutz La'aretz. The Avnei Nezer says, that's not Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And that's a Rebbish explanation. You know, he brings a Zohar. But according to Halacha, you live here. You live here, you work here, you are here, you have your family here. That's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So going back to my approach, Alibi de Rambam, I think we could understand it better. So according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah asay. If it's a mitzvah asay, it's a mitzvah asay. According to the Rambam, it's Rotzon Hashem. And there is a difference between mitzvahs that are based on Rotzon and Hashem, but they're not specified as the Tariag mitzvah Shemetoyah. So Rotzon and Hashem is a general chiyuv, it's a general obligation. But it is dependent on many factors. So the big question is, why did so many Gedolim live in Europe or in America and they didn't come to Eretz Yisrael? So Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, but it's one of the Taryag, according to the Rambam, It's not even in the Tariag, but it is a fundamental and a great mitzvah. But those people feeling that their contribution to Yiddishkeit and Chitzlos as leaders of communities, as leaders of thousands of people, and the hashpah they have on the world Jewry is such that it would be diminished if they would come to Eretz Yisrael, and maybe that would explain why so many Gedolim did not come to Eretz Yisrael, and they stayed in their communities where they were, understanding that the communities need them, and the chizik that they bring to Yiddishkeit and world Jewry would override their mitzvah to come and live in Eretz Yisrael. There's an amazing letter written by one of the great Polish Gedolim, Rabbi Chaim Alozer Wachs. He has a Sefer Shalas Teshuvas Nefesh Chayo, one of the greatest Gedolim in Poland. And he writes a personal letter, and the letter is printed in a Sefer Shem V'Sha'eres LeNefesh Chayo, which is more or less a biography about that Gedolim, the Nefesh Chayo. And he writes that he hopes one day to come live in Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to buy a house there. And when he will come to live in Eretz Yisrael, his plan is to learn half a day and work in the fields half a day. Interesting. I would like to see one of the Gedolei Hador spending every afternoon working the fields. That is a reflection of Chibus Eretz Yisrael that primarily the Gedolei Poland had, far more than the Hungarian Gedolim. So he writes that he hopes one day he will have the schus of coming to Eretz Yisrael, and then he wants to learn half a day. Learning half a day and working in the field, how would he get his kids into a cheder? Never. No way. He wouldn't get his daughters into any seminary while working in the field. Mele, if he's working at home with a computer, working in the field, what is he going to be wearing out there? By the Shtreimel and the Kaftan? But that was his plan. And many times I say, maybe that's the reason his dream was never fulfilled. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Nefesh Chai spending half a day working in the fields. You know, he was the Gedolei Hador. So maybe if he would plan to sit in Kotel all day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would grant his wish. But it was not to be. So he never came to Eretz Yisrael. So what we discussed today is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and its practical implications. First of all, the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, whether there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, and I made my opinion clear explaining Shittas Rambam. And this is a very fundamental yisod which applies to different sugyas, as I explained today. Today we touched upon three sugyas, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Tefillah and Chinuch. And then we went into the chiddush of yeshuv and yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. So we dealt with three different concepts: yeshuv Eretz Yisrael, yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, and mitzvahs atluyas b'aretz. So these are the three different things. But maybe the essence of kedushas Eretz Yisrael and yeshuv Eretz Yisrael is mitzvahs atluyas b'aretz, and that is something that we still need to work on and reconsider. And then we discussed briefly Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, and do we have any explanation why so many great Jews and Gedolei Yisrael did not come to live in Eretz Yisrael?
If the mitzvah place for Eretz b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, then there could also be a reason why they didn't want to come to Eretz Yisrael.
Maybe. But even if we would say that the essence of mitzvah Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael is mitzvah atluyas b'aretz, and today is the Rabbanon, that would not necessarily mean that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael today is also a Rabbanon. Because after all, we have a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So, and originally, it's all men HaTorah. Mitzvah Tluyas B'aretz are men HaTorah. So even though Kedushas HaOretz B'zman HaZeh is Mid Rabbanon, would that necessarily mean that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael B'zman HaZeh is Mid Rabbanon? Not necessarily, but maybe. Maybe that would be an additional reasoning why in later generations many Gedolim weren't as as diligent in Yeshivetz Esul as they should have been, Lechoyra. In this week's Pasha, we cannot ignore Pasha's told us two basic sugyas. Pasha starts off with Kinyan Abchoyra Al Yedei Yaakov Avinu, and then the Pasha goes on with a brochus. And in both cases, if not Kedushas HaTorah, if this would be just a story, Yaakov Avinu doesn't come out in such a positive light. First of all, taking advantage of Esav's stress to push through a business deal doesn't seem to be fair. Esav comes from the field. He's hungry. He's thirsty. He says, please, and Yaakov senses an opportunity, and he says, just a moment, sign this document. What is it? You know, nothing important. Sign the document, and he buys the b'chayra. That doesn't seem to be the right way to do business. And then, the way he cheated the brochus out of Esav, and it's not only Esav that he wronged, but his old father that was blind. And that was deceit, pretending to be who he is not. So, how do we understand these two sugyas? We know this is the way it had to be. And Rivka's conspiracy was Ruach HaKodesh. But is there any way we could have a fuller understanding and appreciation of these two stories? And I always say every year that these are sugyas that we need to learn according to the Zohar. It's always kedai to have a look at the Zohar. But these sugyas could be fully appreciated only according to the Zohar. So the Zohar, we find a few assumptions and a few fundamental ideas in these parshiyos. Number one is, these two sugyas are one and the same, two sides of the same coin, v'ha b'ha talia. B'chayra and brocha are the same letters, just in a different sequence. Yaakov Avinu needs the b'chayra, not because he wants a double part of the Yerusha. It's b'chala machlokes rishonim, or Yitzchak was rich or poor. If he was poor, he didn't have much to leave his children. Yaakov needs the b'chayra because he knows that the brochas are designated to the b'chor. And who is defined as the b'chor, he is the one that will ultimately get the brochas. And the only interest Yaakov has in the b'chayra is only because he needs those brochas. Why does he need those brochas? So the Zohar has an amazing idea. And he writes that Yaakov Avinu, during his lifetime, was blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and by his great father four times. And this week's Pasha is number one. The brachas that he achieves, acquires from Yitzchak, without Yitzchak actually knowing who he is. Yitzchak thinks he's benching Esav, and by mistake, he gave those brachas to Yaakov. When Esav becomes aware, he is out to kill Yaakov. And he says it clearly, Yikru b'yamei v'lovi v'argos Yaakov v'ochi. Yitzchak had kibedav. He didn't want to hurt his father. So he says, as long as my father is alive, I'm not going to do it. But he was awaiting the demise of Yitzchak to kill Yaakov. And Rivka is aware of that. And Rivka tells her, run away and go to Lavan. And before he leaves, he comes to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak blesses him once again. And then on his way to Lavan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Niglo Elav, as we will learn in next week's Parsha, and he gives him third set of brachas. And the fourth set is, Vayaovik Ish Imoi, Lo Yashalechecho, Ad Ashor Berachtoni. And then, Sori Shalesav, the angel, blesses Yaakov once again. So the Zohar says, Yaakov was blessed four times during his lifetime. The lesser brachas, the ones which Yitzchok benched him when he sent him to Lavan, those brachos he takes for himself. Because Lefi Pshutom Shel Dvorim, Pshuto Shel Mikra, Yaakov had a very tough life. First of all, being threatened by Esav, and then those awful years that he worked by Yisrael Lavan. V'bikish Yaakov leishav v'shalva v'kofet sol avrug zoy shel Yosef. Yaakov has ba'am techtoy in his possession amazing brachas, but he chooses to take for himself only the lesser brachas. What does he do with the other three? The other three are for Klal Yisrael l'doy roiseihem. Yaakov knows that we will need three geulas. We will be in Golas Mitzrayim, in Golas Bavel, and in this long, terrible Golas that is already with us for 2,000 years. We achieved the first geula b'schus one of the sets of brachos Yaakov left for us. We achieved the second geula by the second set of brachos, and the geula asida, Tikkun Olam b'Malchus Shakai, is Mikle Toli in the brachos of this week's Pash. Those are the brachos that Yaakov got out of Esav, knowing that the Geula Asida depends on these brachos. So when you learn the Zayar, it is nothing for himself, it's nothing about him. Yaakov knows Baruch Kotcha that this is the master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the way it's got to be. And it's nothing for himself. It's totally selfless. It's not about him. It's about the Osad of Klal Yisrael, and it's about Tachlis Abriya, Tachlis Olam, only to ensure and enhance that we could make it to the finishing line, that we'll get there, that we'll get Laketz HaYomim. And Yaakov knows it is only in the merit of those brachas that he needs for Klal Yisrael. So he needs the Bechira to get the brachas, and he needs the brachas, that is Rotzon Hashem, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan from the outset. So could we try to understand stage number two, why does it need to be this way? So yes, it's not about Yaakov. Yaakov is a tzaddik tomim. Yaakov is the greatest of the others. And whatever he does l'shem shemayim. And it's not about him. But why did it need to be in this way? So my feeling is, needed to be this way because there will come a time in which won't be so obvious and evident to Ma'ben Yaakov Le'esav. Ukishomdu avriseinu alayam, we find that Sora Shel Yom said, Manishtan oelu meelu, halolo oevda avayda zora, halolo oevda avayda zora. And we read in the Haftarah, the Novi says, Ahafti eschem omer Hashem, ve'amartem, b'me ahaftoni. Haloi ach Esav li Yankov, ve'ohav es Yankov, ves Esav sun Esi. So Kodesh Baruch says, Yaakov and Esav are brothers. Yaakov and Esav are brothers. But I love Yaakov, and I do not love Esav. So when Yaakov achieved those brachas, he was so similar to Esav. Yitzchak thought he's Esav. So Yaakov got those brachas when he looked totally like Esav. He was Esau, and Yitzchak thought he is blessing Esav. And that is the way it needed to be. L'doiras ha'osid. And throughout the Goros, many times, it's not so obvious who is Yaakov and who is Esav. To our dismay, many of our brethren are so far away that they resemble the others more than they resemble us. And they're so far away from Torah and Mitzvahs, but they're still HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. And the Geula will be for them as well. And not only for the ones that are totally from. And that is why those brachas that must be with us by the Geula Shalema, those brachas we achieved when we were similar to Esav. It wasn't obvious at the time that there's a difference between Esav and Yaakov, and that is the way it needed to be. And that's the pnimius of this parsha of Kinyan HaBchorah and the brachas. So let us hope that those brachas that are still not utilized, so brachas number one, number two, and number three were already had their effect, brought their results. What is still pending is these brachas, which Yitzchak benched Yaakov, thinking he's Esav, and those are the brachas that only in their merit will we be zoicha bekora b'yameinu to tikkun olam and the geula shleima. So on schus avos, in the schus of the brachas of Yaakov Avinu, we should be zoicha bekora b'yameinu ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion v'niglu kvoid Hashem v'ro kol bos Yaakov ki pi Hashem givor b'geula s'olam b'bias Moshiach tzedkenu b'mheiru v'yomeinu olmeinu.
An interesting historical point. The only example that we know about where the Yidol HaAkum to Ikona land in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos was ever done, the only as when Yamuta Shai Chesed was bought from Arabs and the Damir LaAkum on Shabbos.
Really? When was that?
In 1914.